K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, another daily edition coming at you, excuse me for my voice, coming at you here on this Tuesday evening, and it might even get worse, prior to yelling at a TV screen here. We got K-State on the road going against Kansas here in just a bit here. It's recording on the Tuesday night, the final day in January. Cannot believe January is in the books here in 2023. Meanwhile, earlier today, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast, this another daily edition of the podcast, K-State, the 2023 football schedule came out officially with four new opponents on there, including the two newest colleges in the Big 12. I'm not going to go too deep, obviously, into this. I know me and Alex will cover this unless our special guest does not confirm this week on the podcast. But we'll definitely go more in depth. This is my favorite part. One of my favorite parts of the podcast is breaking down the schedule. And I'm pretty sure we'll talk about it in a couple upcoming future episodes of the PPBD edition of the Pro Project Podcast here. Going down the line here real quick. Again, I'm not going to go too deep because what's the point if we're going to go even deeper into this anyways, because we're going to say the good stuff for the weekly podcast, right? Okay, so the defending Big 12 champs from last year, K-State, our Wildcats, will open up at home, September 2nd against Southeast Missouri. Redbirds, I think their mascot is. So we open up, you probably would have guessed it, probably 90% of our openers were against some type of Redbird team. For whatever reason, but Southeast Missouri will be the opponent. And then Troy. Ooh! Now, Troy, there's something now. They finished in the top 20 in the final polls from this past year. There's going to be something to deal with. It's going to be the second time that these two teams, K-State and Troy, has met. That's going to be right here in Manhattan, September 9th. And, of course, we all knew that we were going to have to go to Missouri. That was 100% right there. Missouri, we got to go Columbia on September 16th. And how about this? More important, notably, folks, we're going to open up Big 12 play at home. Not on the road, at home against one of the newest universities in the Big 12. That is UCF, folks, September 23rd. What's not on this list on the schedule? Oklahoma, OU, not on the schedule, of course. They are headed out of the Big 12 after next season. So that, everybody's disappointed in that. I'm kind of disappointed in that as well. I wanted to see Oklahoma on that schedule as well. I know a few people had it like, since the 4U teams are coming over, how the schedule's going to work out, or we're going to play one of the Oklahoma teams, or we're going to play most of the Texas teams and leave one of the teams out, or swap West Virginia with BYU. You know, there are a lot of variables coming in to the schedule here, but two things of note here. We're going to open Big 12 play at home against UCF September 23rd. Mark that down. That's not the last time we're going to save it, because we're only in the beginning of 2023, about to head into February, and I'm excited for that matchup. Of course, you got to remember, this is UCF and K-State played a handful of years ago. It was that game where I believe it looked like it was a tornado about to hit here when it was the old Bill Snyder State, the Bill Snyder Family Stadium, whatever you want to call it, the old look, now the new look stadium, Bill Snyder Family Stadium now, some handful of years ago. So I do remember that game. UCF gave K-State a lot of fits in that game. I do remember that game because that was my first year here in Manhattan, Kansas. I was not, wait a minute, was I here for that, or was that Barton County? I think it was that Barton County, but anyways, that's a decade ago now. Oh man, I'm dating myself here, but anyways, September 23rd, that is going to be against Central Florida. Man, I can't wait for that. Oklahoma State's on the schedule there. That's a Friday night game, I would assume. Wow. So, yeah, that's another change right there. Friday, October 6th in Stillwater, Texas Tech on the road, October 14th. Then the other, TCU comes in here to Manhattan on the 21st of October. That is going to be a rematch of the Big 12 championship game. And then October 28th, on my birthday, folks, Houston, the other new team that we're going to play. So we're going to have two new teams play here in Manhattan. Houston, of course, led by guess who? And I don't know if he's going to be the head coach when he's going to be here in Manhattan. That's Dana Holgorsen. We should all know that name from his days head coach of West Virginia. If he's still there, I know a lot can happen between now and October. Dana Holgorsen, head man for the Cougars of Houston on October 28th. That is my birthday. And then, of course, Tech. You're going to got to go to Texas. Sanchin, you got to alternate the last fourth of the schedule. You alternate between road and away at Texas, November 4th, at home to Baylor. Then you got to go to Kansas. I'm sad. They should have had. But, okay, Kansas, November 18th, go to Lawrence there, and then Farmageddon. So I guess, in a way, you got to be excited for this game anyway, because this is probably even more so of a rivalry than KU, if you ask me. Iowa State ending the 2023 campaign, in the regular season at least, there November 25th. And that's on Thanksgiving again. So, big last fourth of the schedule right there as well. So that's kind of a little rundown for you on the schedule, which came out today. No Oklahoma. And I'm trying to think who else is missing on here. West Virginia's not on here. So, West Virginia, BYU ain't on here. BYU, West Virginia, and the big one, OU, not on the schedule this upcoming year for Kansas State football team, defending Big 12 championships. I'm going to leave it Big 12 champions. Man, I cannot talk. But anyways, I'm going to leave it right there. I'm pretty sure if our special guest does not follow through, that we're going to, me and Alex, we'll discuss it a little bit, not too much, but we'll go over that as well. And, of course, talk about what went down here tonight about the Dillon Sunflower Showdown Round 2 in Lawrence, Kansas State, looking for the sweep. But they're going to have to exercise some demons going over there to KU, or in Lawrence anyways. So the pattern, can they break the pattern? You know, we'll find out about that. I hold out a small glimmer of hope. But I'm anxious to see how this team goes in Lawrence and handles that hostile environment tonight. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you find your podcast. Folks, you're new to Triple P Podcast, you're a big K-State fan, you're a student, alum, or the latter, we appreciate your support. You're new, make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast and feel free to leave a question for the pod or a comment on there for your chance to be on the next future edition of the weekly edition of the podcast, which, by the way, episode 142 of the weekly edition of the PPPW edition is out now wherever you get your podcast, and make sure you do that. And, oh, by the way, my Twitter handle is at Eddie_EG3 is the handle right there. You can leave a question there or a comment about the podcast. That's going to do it on this football edition of the podcast. The Big 12 champs half their schedule, and they'll open up their title defense officially September 2nd, and won't get down to business here with their conference schedule until September 23 at home against a new Big 12 opponent, UCF. Eddie Greer, go catch. You've been listening to another edition of the PPPD